Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Wednesday morning. We'll start off in high school sports. It was announced yesterday for Hardin County Schools that they have suspended practices for winter sports immediately. The district says those practices might be able to resume on Monday, December 7th. That's when the district says they'll make a decision as to whether to move forward and lift the suspension or to keep it in place. The decision comes from the district as they cite a rising number of positive COVID-19 tests within the community. The district says that high school football, which is in the postseason right now, will be able to finish out their postseason play, albeit under very strict KHSAA guidelines. Moving on now to college basketball news. Well, there's not going to be that many fans in the stands this year, if at all, for Kentucky basketball and other athletic events. And so the Wildcats have adopted a strategy that we saw many other professional sports teams do this past summer. Kentucky will sell fan cutouts for men's basketball games at Rupp Arena, as well as women's basketball and volleyball and gymnastic events at Memorial Coliseum. The prices for these cutouts, a bit pricey, $50, ranging from a 4 to 6 foot tall cutout option, as well as an upgraded version that you can get autographed by Coach Cal. In the end, though, all proceeds from the cutouts will benefit athlete scholarships as well as educational support programs. On out to professional sport, the NBA draft is tonight. Picking first, the Minnesota Timberwolves will have first selection in tonight's draft. Local fans of the Indiana Pacers are going to have to wait a while until the Pacers make their pick. Their pick comes number 54 in the second round. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And that does it for your sports update here on this Wednesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.